Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. Late, great Otis Redding bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for staying with me. Walter Kieschel is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of The Lords of Strategy. We're talking about succession planning, things you need to be thinking about doing, the time that's involved. It takes longer than you think, right, Walter?
It does indeed, if you do it right.
So one of the things I want to talk about in this segment, Walter, is the fact that I've been for years now, I've been trying to help my small business audience promote themselves to fire themselves from management jobs they don't have to do anymore and give that to somebody else. Promote themselves every year to a CEO-type assignment that nobody else is doing that needs to get done as the business is growing. And one of those activities as the CEO, as you continue to promote yourself to more of a CEO, is to think about succession planning, isn't it?
It's exactly right. I mean, it's a natural, those two things are so congruent, they just go together perfectly, because as you assume more of a CEO role, you're stepping up out of the weeds of the daily operations of the business. You're putting in place people who can handle that, or you're going to see whether they can handle that, but you are moving up to taking a longer perspective. I think of it not only as just becoming a CEO, but kind of becoming more of a statesman or stateswoman.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking... and it gives you a chance to take more of a look over the horizon in a strategic sense.
And so when you begin this process, you look over the horizon, and there you are with your business, and your business is growing. It's doing different things. You're doing different things. Then you look a little farther over the horizon, and you're getting a little bit smaller, and the business is getting a little bit bigger.
Right.
And then you take another look over the horizon, and all of a sudden you realize it's 2035. You're not going to be here.
Right.
but you're still thinking about what the business is going to be doing. And then that's when you say, okay, this is reality. If part of what I'm working for is to have an enduring legacy of a brand and have customers still remember a business that I founded, when I'm not here, I better do something about that.
Exactly. But as you pointed out earlier on, it's not just a coming from story or thinking about, well, what am I going to be leaving behind, or how am I going to be putting in place stuff to maintain my legacy, but it's also going to story. What's the next stage that I want to be thinking about?
In
what
my
are
life.
The things that I want to have occupy my time? And you need to have some things in place there that you think are as important or
so which brings us to another thing that we kind of talked about a little bit, and that is when I in the last segment I said don't become the successor elect or the heir apparent. Don't come in as the heir apparent if the founder doesn't delegate, or if they don't have a hobby, right?
Right. Exactly.
So before you, if you don't have a hobby, if you love your business, and there's nothing wrong with loving your business enough that you don't have a hobby, although I think it's better if you do, find a hobby, right? Find something else to do with
exactly.
part of your time before you leave the company.
Or the hobby could be a charity. I mean, it doesn't just have to
right.
be golf or stamp collecting.
Some avocation of some kind.
Some avocation, exactly. And one way that, you know, if you are a potential successor, that you can test another, that they test the person who you think is expecting you to succeed them and whether they're really going to let go, is watch how they behave when they go on vacation.
Say that again. Talk about that again.
So, okay, if the CEO or the leader of the business, when he or she goes on vacation, do they actually take a vacation? Do they go away for a period of more than 3 or 4 days? And when they're away, do they let you, if you're left there in their stead, actually run things?
Do they leave you alone? But not
do they leave you alone? Exactly. And somebody who's going to do a good job of leaving the things to his successor will go away for 2 weeks or something and not call the office. Or not be on the phone all the time, or not be on email.
Mm-hmm.
He'll trust his potential successor enough to let him or her, run things.
So these are things that are knowable, to a large degree, by asking questions before you take the job.
Exactly. So you can ask them, well, You want to take the step? Tell me about your recent vacation experiences. Right. Or what else are you interested in, or what do you want to be doing?
How about this? How many people report to you?
That's a really critical one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, everybody does. Okay, well, I'll see you later. It's been nice to have a good life.
Or how many people report to you now compared to 5 years ago?
Yeah, those kinds of questions.
Right.
And back on the founder, those are the questions that somebody should be asking you. If you really want to be able to hire somebody like that or bring them in, you better be able to answer that question the right way.
Exactly. So,
changes have to happen.
To prove it.
Hey, Walter, thanks for being here. You want to give us a website? Is there a location?
TheLordsOfStrategy.com. It's still there.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com. That's the book, too. And,
that's the title.
Walter, come back soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
I told you we'd get smarter when Walter joined us, and so we did. I'll be back, not today, tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.